With interest rates rising for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, many home buyers are reconsidering adjustable-rate mortgages. Initially, adjustable-rate loans can save a lot of money, but some homeowners could find themselves with higher payments in the future if interest rates continue to rise. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Justin and Julie Shore are still getting settled in their new home after moving from Las Vegas to a suburb just outside Washington, D.C.
We love the open floor plan. It was what made this house appealing to us. For an old house, you really normally don't find this. So we like the fact that the living room and the dining room and the kitchen are all part of one open space.
As his wife and 8-month-old baby daughter nap in one of the home's 4 bedrooms, Justin continues unpacking as he talks. He says they spent nearly $600,000 for the house, a lot more than they expected. Without an adjustable rate loan, Justin says they wouldn't have been able to swing the deal.
It made a significant difference. I mean, you're only talking a couple $100 a month, but when you've reached your threshold, that's about as far as you can go. And we were at the point where we said we got to put food on the table and we have to be able to even go out to dinner every once in a while. So this was the difference between having a comfortable life and one where every day we were counting pennies.
Rather than counting pennies, the Shores chose to go with an interest-only ARM. That's an adjustable rate mortgage in which the monthly payment goes only to the interest on the loan, but not towards the principal. With a rate of just over 4.25% for the first 7 years, the family's monthly payment was hundreds of dollars below what it would have been with a fixed rate mortgage. Adjustable rate mortgages aren't new, but lately the industry is offering a host of variations.
There's an entire menu of adjustable rate mortgage products out there.
Keith Gumminger is vice president of HSH Associates, a publication that tracks the industry. He says there are adjustable rate loans which allow people to get into a home with little or no money down.
It's technically possible to add together so many features that you could literally get a short-term product whose interest rate starts at 2% or less, on which you will pay interest only and finance more than 100% of the value of the home by adding closing costs against the loan amount as well. I mean, theoretically, you could walk in and pay virtually interest only and have no money down and no closing costs as well.
But some home buyers who opt for an adjustable rate mortgage face the possibility they could be severely squeezed when interest rates do rise. Most economists think the Federal Reserve is poised to raise short-term rates, perhaps as soon as its meeting this month, and mortgage rates are likely to be pushed up as well. And Gumminger says that could spell trouble for some borrowers.
It's reasonable to expect that some borrowers are going to feel very uncomfortable pinch as interest rates rise. It's reasonable to expect that some of the loans being made today are going to show up in the loan loss column on lender books down the road. I mean, it's reasonable to expect that.
According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, around a third of all borrowers are now opting for adjustable rate loans. Douglas Duncan is chief economist with the association. He says some of the newer adjustable rate loans haven't really been around long enough to know how they'll do when rates do go up.
We've got a bunch of new products. Every time they have new products, there's a testing period. And almost certainly some of them will be found to have flaws in the ways that they were underwritten. But you wouldn't know that unless you experimented. So essentially that's what we'll be doing, is run an experiment about how do they perform in different economic environments.
Still, the prospect of rising interest rates doesn't appear to be overly worrying home buyers. Justin Shore says even if rates do go up significantly, they could still afford the higher payments. And he says for his young family, an adjustable rate loan helped put them in a home in a neighborhood within walking distance of shops, restaurants, and public transportation.
The bottom line is that in 7 years, who knows what can happen, and we'll worry about it then. I know that seems sort of short-sighted, but it's kind of where we have to be in order to buy into the lifestyle we're looking for.
Statistics show holders of adjustable rate mortgages do have a higher default rate than those in fixed rate loans. Economists will be watching closely to see how young borrowers like the Shores do when interest rates start moving higher. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.